Hi there, it's Heather from Watching Netflix Without You, the podcast. There are over 1,200 Netflix original feature films and documentaries, and that number is only growing. So I've made it my mission to watch as many as I possibly can. And with a delightful guest or guests in each episode, rate, review, and discuss each film. And that's about it. You can listen to Watching Netflix Without You on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.
Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody? Hannah, what's up?
Hi.
Alex, what's up?
Hello.
Everybody's here. We are going to talk about the State of Play that just premiered tonight. This is Thursday when we're recording. Yesterday, if you're listening to this first thing, thank you for listening. We appreciate you coming back. We're here every Friday, and we're going to talk about Hogwarts Legacy. So, first of all, we're big Harry Potter fans, so we're excited for this.
That's why I'm joining.
And that's why Hannah's joining.
It's because
thank you.
I'm the resident Harry Potter.
We have her joining because she's our expert in that universe.
Yes.
I used to actively dislike Harry Potter, and then I met Hannah and she was like, no, it's great, and here's why, and all these things.
Well, here's a condition of us being together. You have to at least give it a chance, and otherwise, <I'm> bye.
Sitting here today wearing love my it. Slytherin shirt.
Yay.
So I love Harry Potter.
Nice. It's great. I love it.
So before we get into that, we'll just do our little podcast stuff we usually do. If everybody listens, you can go ahead and hit skip now because you've already done all of these things, and you're great, and you've already helped us out. So if you're new, welcome. Thanks for listening. We have an email address. It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. You can send in your suggestions for games, things that you think we would be interested in to talk about, or you can send us questions. You can also leave us a review. You can do that on iTunes or any of the apps that you can leave reviews. iTunes helps us out the most, but we're appreciative of anything you want to do for us. You just leave a little 5-star review, hopefully, and that will help us get found by other podcast listeners. And then Facebook, we have some videos up there of episodes that we've covered, games that we've covered, gameplay with podcast audio, just little clips. Feel free to share those on social media. And you can also listen to our podcast on the Facebook app. You can't do it on desktop yet. They're working on that. But you can do it on a Facebook app on your phone if you don't have another podcast app. And then you can go on my Twitter account, and in the bio is where you'll find the link to our podcast website. That'll have all the links to every podcast player you can think of. So if you can't find us in the search, you can click on one of those app links on that website, and it'll should open the app on your phone for you, or get you to the store where you can download it. So, and on Twitter, if you want to share, that link or share some of my posts on there with your friends or anyone that you know that might be interested in the show, that would help us out too. So with that, we are going to talk about Hogwarts Legacy. This is the first reveal of the gameplay. We knew about the game and we knew it was coming out sometime TBD, but we didn't know when.
Right.
This game is made for Warner Brothers Games. It's made by Avalanche and Portkey Games, two different companies. Avalanche, I had to look up. I didn't know who they were. Apparently, they were under Disney's umbrella. They made the Disney Infinity games. Remember those when we worked at Target?
Oh, Alex? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All those toys.
Amiibo.
They're basically Amiibo. That's right. Yeah.
Like Amiibos, right?
Amiibo took that whole space over. But now Disney Infinity doesn't exist anymore, obviously. They were shut down. And then in 2017, Warner Brothers picked them up. So that's their in-house Warner Brothers team. Portkey Games is also in-house Warner Brothers team, and they make all of Warner Brothers Harry Potter stuff. So they've done a couple different games on mobile, including that one from the Pokemon Go people. You and I, Hannah, we played that like in 2019 for a hot minute, and then
it didn't have the same longevity that Pokemon Go had for
us. No, it didn't. But but that's where they come from. So it's kind of the next big thing for Warner Brothers and Harry Potter. So at the end of the trailer, it was announced it will be holiday of this year. So we don't have to wait forever. It's this year. That's pretty exciting.
Supposedly, because we've seen before in the past where they just give out a broad day. It might get delayed into January or so, but
good point.
It's something. Yeah, we got something.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. They might change it, but let's hope not.
crossing fingers.
Yeah. So just first impressions for me, I think it looks really fun. I'm really excited about it.
I am too.
Obviously, you can tell I'm really excited.
Yeah. I mean, I had forgotten that this game was coming out until you mentioned that they were going to be revealing the thing, because mm-hmm. it's been so long since you and I talked about it. Mm-hmm. And right. I'm very excited now.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen the gameplay and kind of know what it's about.
Yeah.
I like the whole aspect of like you get to create your own character too, like going right into it. Like I was worried at first because I missed that first part of the video when I was watching it. I was like, oh, okay, do you play as a character they give to you? And then I had to rewind. And I was like, oh, no, you get to make your own person. Yeah. That's awesome. So,
yeah, you get to design how you want it to look and everything. The character you play does fit into the story as a fifth year, and they're kind of famous, kind of like Harry Potter is in the books.
So you can customize how your character looks, but you can't necessarily customize their story.
Right. You can't pick who they are in the story. Or the personality, gotcha. I guess. Yeah, that's good.
It's very interesting that you come in as a fifth year. It's like a Hogwarts transfer student. I was always kind of curious about that. Like the fifth year gets sorted with the little tiny 11-year-old.
I think they do that too so that you can play as an older kid and you're not.
And you're doing interesting stuff and not just like making feathers. Right.
And it's like
that's probably what it is.
Deathly Hallows level seriousness, hopefully.
And for those who are not big Harry, who are not up to speed in that world of Hogwarts, this takes place, they say, in the late 1800s. That's before the events of what we know today of Hogwarts,
way
right?
Before. All the Harry Potter movies. Like when it first started, the first thing I noticed in the trailer was that the uniforms looked weird. And I was like, so this obviously isn't in Harry's time. I thought it might be modern day witches and wizards. And I thought that for a long time until this is so nerdy, the herbology wizard, like the teacher at Hogwarts came up, and it wasn't Neville. And I was going to be really mad if they'd like just left Neville out, because he's my favorite character. And I was like, if they replace Neville in this game, I'd be so angry. And then they were like, oh, it's the 1800s. It's like, oh, that's okay.
Nice. That explains a
lot. I didn't know he herbology.
He does.
Is that from the play?
No, it's from the book.
Oh, okay.
How about that? I never knew that too. Wow.
Yeah, I've only really
watched. Wasn't he the kid with a toad? The toad that always escapes him or something?
Trevor.
He had a frog or something. Trevor. There we go. Hello. That's what I remember. Trevor. Yeah. So quick thing about me, because I've read only four of the books, and it's been a long time, and I've played one of the games back on PS1 when they had the old big pixely Hagrid you can interact with. And that was it. Ever since, I've never watched any of the new movies. However, that being said, with that game coming out later this year, I am going to have to go through all the movies again and read them and watch them. And then probably read the books maybe as well. We'll see. So
they're all on HBO Max, so you can watch them for free.
I saw that. So I'm going to watch it for free.
Subscription, yeah.
Exactly.
I never really played a Harry Potter game.
I was going to ask you. You never did? Mm-mm. On PlayStation 1 or anything?
I never played. I bought some of the PlayStation 1s. Like, they came in, like, a 3-pack way later after they came out. Like, years 2, 3, and 4, I think. And I played a little bit of them, but they weren't really super fun. There was a PlayStation game called Quidditch Through the Ages where you, like, play the Quidditch World Cup.
Yeah. And I remember that.
My brother and I loved it. We played so much. The Japanese team was the best. Wow. I'll never forget that.
Yes. I actually remember that. Yes. I remember playing on the friend's house with that. That actually is a fun game as well.
That was really
Japanese
fun.
Were so good for some reason. We never knew why, but they were just so good.
Yeah, no, we loved that game.
Sports.
And then I played Order of the Phoenix on my DS.
Oh, yeah. You still have that.
Yeah, I do still have that. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible game, but I loved it.
That's your favorite one. So
yes. No, it's not.
The Order of the Phoenix is not?
No.
No, Goblet of Fire is your
favorite. Yes.
Yeah, with Cedric.
That's about to change with Legacy coming out. Who knows?
We'll Who knows?
in a few months, basically. The one thing I remember, the one I played, I think it was called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Mm-hmm. I say I think because it was a gift given to a family member to me, and it was all in Italian. Oh, so I never understood what they said or anything. All I know is like, okay, I have to run and meet someone there, and that's it. And collect those magical beans or something.
I want to play Italian Harry Potter.
It was good. It was good for its time. It was good.
That sounds fun.
Okay. I think one thing we should jump into is, which we talked about in the beginning of the recording, is so you make a character, you get into the game, and then you get stored into the house. Do we know, how does that work? Do we get to pick? Or are they like, I feel like you should go there today?
They didn't give any indication, but if it goes by how the book does it, then we should get some kind of say. Because if say the Sorting Hat sorts you into Hufflepuff and you don't necessarily feel like you're a Hufflepuff, the Sorting Hat will take what you want into account. So that's how Harry gets sorted into Gryffindor in the first place.
I'm guessing, because I feel like that's such a big decision for the entire game you're going to play as that house. And there's so many people and so many fans in the world that know what house they already are. You know, you can take all these
characters. Right.
I feel like it's just going to be a crossbar on the screen and you pick one, you know, or they're going to be kind of cloaked in like, you know, I like snakes or something like that.
Or it could do the thing where it sorts you randomly or something like that. And you can choose to say yes or no.
Yeah. I was going to say, they could have a prefix setting when you first start the game. Hey, do you want the hat to sort you out or do you want to do it yourself? They might ask you to. Right. Exactly. So I can see that them having both to see if you want to play the, where am I going to land? Because I don't know what house I'm at. I never took those quizzes. I'm new to this whole Hogwarts world. Or like you said, some people are like, no, I'm a Slytherin or whatever. Let me do this. So like you.
I want to be Slytherin really bad. but that's cool that you get to do the Sorting Hat and everything.
Yeah, so. As a fifth year, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. And then they talked about, so you attend classes, right? That's what they said in the thing. So I wondered, like, do you have to like go to classes and that like levels up like your skilling and you learn spells and stuff? Or
they did show there was like a skill tree. It was like they showed like you can learn different skills and it can affect your play style. If you're more, you want to use more item stuff, you want to use more spells, certain kinds of spells, you wanted to use more potions. I think you can do different things with that. But they did show a screen that looked like a skill tree, like kind of like Horizon, where there's those different silos and you pick them.
Okay.
That makes sense. Me into a question I have. So do we think that there's like a linear storyline that you have to follow? Or is it kind of like a Stardew Valley type of game where you can play however you want? So like, could you just focus on like the Fantastic Beasts? Because it said if you want to, you can take them in and recuperate them if they're injured or things like that. Because I'm less of a fighter person. I kind of just want to bum around Hogwarts and just experience the world rather than like try to level up and fight all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that like an option or will it kind of push me along, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, what would you like? Would you like it to be an option?
Yeah, I'd like it to be an option. I'd like to do it if I want to do it.
Yeah.
Not to like go off on a tangent necessarily, but like Stardew Valley has so many different areas in it. You can farm, you can build relationship with villagers, you can fight monsters in the mines, but you don't have to do those things necessarily. Yeah. They're there for you, but it's not core to moving the story along that you fight a monster every day. You know, you can spend a week fighting monsters if you want to and then never touch it again for the rest of the game.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I kind of got the feeling since they talked about a story and they said that there's a goblin rebellion going on and that you're fighting alongside the professor and trying to figure out what that's about and that you can have battles with dark wizards and goblins outside of the school. I kind of feel like there probably are main quests that you go on that are centered on that story and you're going to have to get through bosses or through fights, but there are ton of side quests you can do that involve all these other things. So maybe you could just spend a lot of time on the side quest and then, you know, maybe you would level up really high and then you go into the fighting and it would be super easy that you could just breeze through it. They'll probably have difficulty levels too, where you put it on easy difficulty and then you can just enjoy the story, you know, and you don't have to work really hard to get through a fight or make it hard if you enjoy that, you know. I'm guessing.
I'm just wondering what degree of customization do we have in regards to how the game plays out?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got strong suspicion they might use the mix formula of what Horizon did, yeah. Where kind of like what Ben said, they're going to have loads of side stuff. And I personally think from what I understood when I looked at it, I think they're going to encourage you to veer away from the main story to explore the world.
Yeah.
There was one person that talked at the end of the video. I forgot what her position was, but she said when she was playing it, she got so distracted on the side stuff. She spent like 45 minutes exploring Hogwarts, basically, wow. Instead of doing the main. So I think they're going to encourage you to do that. And then it's up to you. Hey, do you want to spend more time, you know, collecting the Fantastic Beasts, or do you want to just do the main story and get going? So I'm hoping it's going to cater to your play style. Like, okay, what do you want to do? So maybe it'll be one of those new formulas where it's a mix of two together. We'll find out.
Yeah.
They did kind of hint at that. They said that you could level up skills that you wanted to use the most.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you want to focus on potion making, you can make that a priority, which I thought was that's kind of cool. I'd like to do that.
It does say on the PlayStation blog's post that it's an action RPG. So I do still think that there are fighting elements and there are skill tree elements of making it so you do more damage, because they mentioned that in the video. You can make it so you do more damage in battles, or you can drink a potion that makes you turn to stone so you have a defense buff, like all these different things. So I think it is kind of both, because you can fly around on a broom and go around to all these little different houses that are out.
Hamlets.
Thank you, Hannah. Hamlets that
there
are
you
out.
Go. Experts, out. There we go.
You can go to these different hamlets and go shopping and all that and find the beasts that are out there. So, I agree. I think it's definitely going to be...
What they might do is maybe down the road, so once you pick up the game, you play, a few months go by... They could turn future DLCs to that, what Hannah was talking about, where
that's true.
It would be, hey, we have these activities we just introduced into the game. Choose what you want to do, or do all of them. Go have fun, essentially, after you finish like the main core of the game, if you will. Because it's an RPG. A lot of RPGs nowadays is you play, like you said, Ben, you level up, you do your thing. And then the end game, hey, now you get to do whatever you want to go around and do, basically, in this world.
And that's my dream game is to just live as a wizard in Hogwarts and just go about my day-to-day. There you go.
And that's what's these single-player games. So I think that's in their best interest to do that.
Because this game has so much hype. I don't think Warner Bros. Is going to release this game and leave it as it is. I am sure they're going to work on it, add stuff to it as the game progresses. Kind of like you guys when you play... Animal Crossing, all these new packages. I can see this being one of those as well.
Yeah,
almost guaranteed.
I liked the inclusion of like the stuff we're familiar with, but then there's new things in it as well. So like you're familiar with Hogwarts and you can go to all these places that you already know. Like Hogsmeade we saw was there.
Yes.
And the... Room of Requirement is in the game.
Requirement is there.
That was cool. And so, I think that's going to be really fun to walk around like, you know, look at what's going on. But then you get to experience a new story and it's not the same Harry Potter story.
Well,
which is cool.
Even Hogwarts itself is kind of new to you. Because like watching the trailer, I noticed that the architecture of Hogwarts is not the same as Harry's Hogwarts because it's in the past, obviously. Yeah. So I guess Hogwarts has undergone renovations, but I could tell like certain... elements of the castle looked some more ornate, some just different. It was a different vibe to it. So like you could recognize familiar rooms, but they weren't quite the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. So that's actually
really
good observation.
Was that?
And I wonder.
Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say, I wonder if part of that is because they're also trying to get people who are not big, huge fans into the world, like to bring other players involved. Say, hey, it's a new world. Per se, it's before the events of what we know today. New characters, you don't have to know what's going on. Jump in. Could be.
Familiar enough to get your bearings.
There
new
we go.
Enough
exactly.
to keep you interested.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One quick thing I will add, which I was excited to see. It's a small thing, but Ben, we talked about this a lot with how games have bad transportation system, like Avengers, you run around, Division, you run around. You get to fly a broom in this game. So that's awesome. So yeah. I'm sure that's like one of your main transportation. I was so glad because I was worried like, oh, I have to run like from Hogsmeade all the way to the castle. What am I going to do here? So
yeah,
or fast travel.
You probably don't have to learn to fly a broom either, because if you're 15 years old in the game, you should know how to fly already. So hopefully they'll give you a broomstick and you can go from the get-go.
Yeah, like a quick tutorial, X is up and square is down.
You don't have to like level up a ton.
I hope that's true. I hope that is right out of the gate. Yeah, here's Hogwarts. Right. Okay, great. You're in the game now. Go, and you can just go do what you want right away. That would be really cool. Mm-hmm.
You know what would be cool? Since we're on the topic of rooms, we have Hannah, our expert here. Was Quidditch around back then in the 1800s?
I think so. It definitely was, because in Goblet of Fire, it's the 422nd World Cup.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, been around for a while.
They could do like a little mini sports game. You can get involved, play with team, play against teams, or future DLC.
That's a good DLC.
A Quidditch World Cup DLC or something.
That would be so cool, and you can get costumes around that.
Yep.
And
unlock costumes. Oh, wow. Yep.
Talking about costumes. I noticed the character had a top hat in the game. I was like, top hats.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
I want to wear a top hat. Like, what magician doesn't have a top hat? Like, that's awesome.
Top hat. It looks really cool. Not a magician. The top hat was kidding.
Yeah. So flying around, what else was in there? There's so much in there. It was so good.
This is might be a little bit off where we're going, but I liked that the villains were goblins.
Yeah.
In this. Which it's almost a precursor to Harry's world and like Harry's time period, because goblins are friendly with wizards. They're friendly to them, but they're very sly and very cunning. And there's always that edge of like, are they going to betray you or not? And so this might inform some of that a little bit, which is really kind of exciting to learn about.
That went through my head too. I was different goblin narrative. Rebellion. Okay. They rise up at this time. So that informs the Harry Potter time that we've already seen, and where they're like, you know, kind of indentured to wizards and stuff.
Not really.
Well, isn't that the whole deal with Dobby?
Dobby's a house elf. He's not a goblin. They're different.
They have ears.
Two different species.
Cheese bin.
In that case.
I never professed to be a Harry Potter expert, okay?
Speaking of house elves, the cute little house elf that's our friend in this game.
I saw that. So yeah. That looked really cute. I liked also that you could do like, they were talking about, because so this goes into two parts, I think. They're not focusing just on the castle, right? It's called Hogwarts Legacy. Mm-hmm. So it's like beyond the castle, you can do stuff. And they're showing a clip where you had like, you can like build your own cottage or something. You had like a cat come up to you or something like that.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, you could build your own cottages. That was cool. And then I was like, oh, I hope they do pets. They didn't really,
they showed a cat.
Yeah, I think they
show a cat.
It's kind of like, you know, but they didn't talk about owls or anything or scabbers.
That's true.
Well, I'm going to go ham on my wizard cottage.
Yeah.
It's going to be the cutest thing in the whole world.
I hope that they give you a ton to customize with that, you know.
Same.
Or later, or DLC. There's more cottage packs or something. That would be cool.
Or a pet DLC or something, right? Yeah. They have so much to work on. I really think they're going to expand this game beyond what we're seeing right now
down the road. And they've got two teams. So
yeah,
it seems like they're putting a lot of effort into this if they got two groups working on it.
Right, exactly.
It's said that there are like darkness to some of these magical beasts out there, that they're like consumed by dark magic, and that you can rescue them. So that seems kind of interesting. It almost has, dare I say, a Pokemon vibe to it. Or like, you gotta go get all the fantastic beasts. Like, that would be an awesome side quest if it was like, you know, free all whatever, 100, 200, I don't know how many there are. Harry Potter expert, how many magical beasts are there, dude?
I'm not up to snuff on my magical beasts, so.
That would be awesome, though.
Yeah.
And just if you had like a book or something that you were
fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except that's not the right time period.
But that would be cool. You know, 1800s, so it'd be cool if you had like a belt, a bound book or something, and you open and the pages have stuff, and it's kind of like a Pokédex, and you're trying to get the Fantastic Beasts. I mean, Portkey Games worked with Niantic, Pokemon. There's kind of a little bit of a vibe going there.
Wishful thinking, then.
I don't know. I would really get into collecting magical beasts, and that's all I would do if they did something like that.
That would be a good trophy to go for. Collect all the Fantastic Beasts you can find. Trophy unlocked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Done.
So there was no HUD in the video that I noticed. So I'm really curious about
on purpose. That. Yeah, same.
It's just an over display, like you have something health down bar the corner that tells you how many arrows you got left or something that tells you your health bar. There was none of that. And so I just noticed that wasn't up on the screen. So I was kind of curious, like, how does the combat work? Because there's not enough buttons on the controller to be able to do, you know, 50 to 100 spells, or I don't know how many spells there would be, but it seemed like there was a large variety of different types of spells and stuff. So I wonder.
And combinations. It might be like a Smash Brothers type of thing where you just accept less chance. You learn them in your classes and then you just remember and do it that way.
I would hope it's somewhere in between that and Mortal Kombat, where you have to know all these very complex combos. Because I think if it was combos, that's going to push a lot of people that are not big gamers.
Like me.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a book series. Let's be honest. They're not a ton of hair. I don't think they would be a lot of gamers out there. Maybe I'm wrong, but
they could also do like Horizon, switch out your spell book or something, equip spells, you know, change it up depending on what you're fighting.
Yeah.
But because I know that's what Horizon does to get around the whole, you have so limited buttons to do. So you learn.
I would hope for a new style, a new way of doing controls. You know, you hold down a button and then it changes some of the face buttons to other variations or something like that. I don't know. Maybe the face buttons are light attacks, and if you hold down a button, now they're heavy attacks, and each face button is a different type of spell or something. I would like to see like a new control scheme. I think that would go a long way to cement this game as like a series and make sequels and stuff. If they did something like that, you know, I hope it's not just keep tapping and things happen randomly. Cause that would be very disappointing. I think.
Do we know, is this like, it's not an exclusive, right? It's coming out on Xbox and PC as well, right? The game.
I didn't look at the thing at the end.
Okay, I was just curious because we're talking about controls. So I wonder how because if it's on PC, you're good. You got a lot.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's actually it's PS4, PS5, all the Xboxes and PC.
PC. Yeah, we go. Okay, that's what I figured.
No Switch.
Boo.
I don't know how you play on the Switch anyways. Ooh, that'd be... I mean, it'd be fun, but you'd be like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't lend itself very well.
No.
No, with the graphics and all of that.
Reduction and stuff, which right.
Graphics is going to be pretty neat. I think they're pushing past PS4 a little bit. I know it's going to be on a PS4, but it seemed like very pretty for a PS4 game.
It looked pretty when I was watching it in 1080 on YouTube and stuff on my computer. It looked pretty good. I hope for the PS5 you can play it in 60 frames per second at 4K, maybe, hopefully, or at least 1080p 60 frames per second, because if it was like Horizon again, it's like, okay, I gotta pick again between the two, change it to take pictures.
I'm guessing they're probably picking because you can't.
Yeah, same.
You know, I mean, you can get 4K on a PS4, but your base model PS4 can't. And so how do you do that? And, I mean, they did 1800 for Horizon and 60 frames. So
Zero Dawn, right.
Yeah. For Forbidden West. Yeah. So,
Oh yeah.
That's that performance mode. Right. It's actually 1800 is what it is.
Oh, that performance okay.
Mode. But yeah, I'm not too, it depends. I mean, it's a third person. So,
right.
It won't be too bad at 30 frames, but we'll see how that goes once it comes out. Yeah.
Until you get into battle. I mean, if you're collecting animals and stuff, that's easy.
Yeah. Frames, if you're just kind of moving the camera around at 30 frames isn't terrible. It's noticeable when you go back and forth like that, like in Horizon. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really interested in the story and the fighting. It sounds like, Hannah, you're interested in exploring.
Well, I'm interested in the story too, because there's a lot of like hints of like Wizarding World history and things like that possibly in there. They talk about you dabbling kind of in dark magic that, you know, quote, your professors don't even understand. So like, are you toying with like Deathly Hallows stuff or like, because a character performs a killing curse in the trailer. So you're like killing people.
Okay. I didn't see that. So okay.
I'm really curious how you get to that point. Mm-hmm.
You think it might be like Red Dead, where you can do like good deeds and bad deeds depending on the spells you use?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm thinking you could like go down a path, like a dark path, if you want to.
That's what the voiceover
said. Oh, okay.
You know, you have to be careful because you could head down a dark path.
Ooh. So, well, we know what you're doing, Slytherin over there.
I'm going to be the first Voldemort.
Oh, boy.
I'm Pat Voldemort. Voldemort.
His great grandfather or something.
Hannah the Gryffindor is just going to be in the greenhouse growing mandrakes.
I was going to say. It's hilarious.
That would be fun. Another cool. There's dueling in here. If you could duel each other, like online.
Yes. I was just going to say that. I was just thinking that too.
We'll see.
Like even if it's like, yeah, like you have to create a party or something, invite somebody over, that'll be fun to do.
Yeah.
I like the it's not really big, but I like how you have your own dorm as well, based on what house you get. It's not just like, okay, here it is, just copy and paste, different colors. Like, no, every dorm is different.
Yeah, it looks just like movies too. The movie dormitories, at least the ones we see.
I kind of skimmed through the PlayStation blog because they have a full detailed blog post now that the video's out. And I saw in there they said that a lot of the team have read the books backwards, forwards, over and over and over. So it's made by fans. So I think they took a lot of care to make sure all those details are just right. So that's exciting to hear.
Same.
But I think that's time for us. I feel like we could talk about this for another half hour. But if anybody out there has anything you're like, oh, how did you miss talking about that? You want to email us? Go ahead, let us know. If you feel like we need to come on for another podcast on it, we'll do that.
But, or if you just want to talk Harry Potter, message Ben or Alex and CC Hannah.
As a CC, the expert Hannah here, because she knows her stuff really, really, really well.
Exactly. So you can find me on Twitter as well, or on our Facebook group. You can message us there too. But all right, until next Friday, I hope everybody has a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.